The following program is sponsored by Dr. Booze. The opinions and suggestions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily endorsed by KRMG, Cox Media Group Incorporated, or the program sponsors. Welcome to Living Well with Dr. Howard Booze on News 102.3 KRMG. The topics explored on the program can help people be all they can be. Dr. Booze wants to help people see that they aren't just victims of genes and germs, but they have choices, and that their choices make a difference in the quality of life and health. Living Well Live.
A very good sunny morning. Welcome to Living Well. Couldn't be here last Sunday. I don't know if you could tell. Last Sunday was the waste. We don't say rerun now. We say best of. And I couldn't be here. And I want to talk to you about that today. I've got to come clean about a few things because, well, sometimes I'll be honest. I talk a good game. But when it comes to actually doing some of the things myself, it doesn't always pan out. And so it's gotten to where I know that there are certain projects I've got going on that I just need to back off of for a while and take care of me. You know, I've had lots of patients and friends who have been just outstandingly supportive. And I want to thank you for that because it's just been so cool to have people come up to me and say things like, hey, look, I want you to know for some reason I've been praying for you. Because they could tell that I've kind of been burning the candle at both ends and which is exactly what I preach against, so to speak, you know. So it's time that I said to myself, self, it's time to take the bull by the horns and make some changes. And you know, there are, I don't know about you, but I'm a checklist person. I love, my cell phone's got like 5 or 6 checklist apps on it, and they help me. All those thoughts that kind of run around in your brain, and you're able to put them down somewhere so you can have a little bit of peace of mind. But I've learned sometimes too that a checklist is just a list. And a good friend of mine one time told me, show me your schedule and I'll show you your life. In other words, don't just show me your list, but show me your schedule of what you're actually going to do with those lists and I'll show you your life. And so I want to talk about that. We've talked about that, about 2 Sundays ago, because, you know, again, sometimes people will share things with you, and I appreciate the counsel that people give me, and sometimes I do. I'm kind of like, I'll be honest, sometimes I get a tad defensive maybe if somebody says, hey, can I tell you something about something you're doing wrong? And sometimes it's like, no, you really can't, but I do. Some people, they're well-meaning, and my wife shared with me the other day that, look, you've got all these lists, all these plans, and there, a lot of them just aren't getting done. And quite frankly, she's right. But I'm in good company. We kind of talked about that a couple Sundays ago because if you're a Bible reader, Paul in the Bible said something like, this is not an exact quote, but he said, you know, why do I do the things I don't want to do, but the things I don't want to do, I do? And that sounds kind of a circuitous way of talking about, you know, why don't we do some of the things we want to do? And so let's talk about that today. I want to talk about that and talk about, I'm going to start off with a checklist because I think checklists definitely are important. And so many times we'll make checklists about things like going to the grocery store or, you know, certain clothes you want to pack to go on a vacation or something. But then there's your life that we sometimes put very little attention to as far as putting our list together and thinking what's important to me. And this is, in my mind, the only, this is not a dress rehearsal. This is it. This is life. And so we're not always for sure we're going to get another shot at this. So to me, it's important that we set aside time and figure those things out. And, you know, the first thing that should be on our list is health, because if you haven't got your health, then you haven't got much of anything. You know, you talk with some folks. If you remember Steve Jobs had literally billions of dollars, but I would rather be me right now than Steve Jobs, because he had that horrible situation where he had a very, very tough cancer, and it took him, it took his life. So you have to have your health in order to be able to do anything, obviously. And so the first thing I want to really recommend that each of you look into, and it's something that no one likes to talk about, most folks anyway don't, and that's exercise. And yeah, exercise, because especially if once you reach the age of about 35 to 40, science is showing that we develop a condition called sarcopenia. And sarcopenia is where you begin to lose about 2% of your muscle mass every year, 2%. Now, it doesn't seem like that much when you're, let's say you hit 40 years old and you lost 2% of your muscle mass. Well, it doesn't seem like much. You're still able to do all the things you need to do pretty well. And then life continues. We don't do anything to correct those muscle loss percentages. And once you reach age of 50, you've lost now 10% of your muscle mass. And now, you know, you'll think, you know, I used to could walk a pretty fast mile, you know, I'm walking around the mall or something, or walking out to the car across the parking lot. And now I'm winded. I'm winded. It's got me to where, you know, what used to be so simple and easy, now I really can't do those things. And so, but the way to dive into exercise, and I'm going to have one of the top people in Tulsa come in and be on the show, and Travis Nibhart, is a functional fitness instructor, and he speaks your language in that, you know, we've talked about that show, The Biggest Loser, which I'm sorry, but I abhor that show, because it gives people the idea that you have to be yelled at and screamed at and go through this gigantic emotional trauma, when it should be as simple as just putting together a list of things that you need to do concerning your exercises, and then to put that on a schedule and do it. And it can be something as simple as, you know, I'm going to tell you a story about a woman. She said she'd heard it on the air about a year or two ago. And she said, you know, you said one time on the radio that if I were just to take my watch and walk outside my door and walk 5 minutes, and at the end of that 5 minutes, turn around and come back, that'd be a 10-minute walk. Now, most people think, well, that's nothing, 10-minute walk. And she said, I thought the same thing, but then I realized if I did that 6 days a week like you suggested, that's an hour a week I'm walking, 1 hour a week. And then at the end of the month, that's 4 hours, 4 hours a month that you're actually out there walking. And then if you take that and extrapolate it even more, that's 48 hours a year that your body is in movement by just doing those 5 minutes out and 5 minutes back. But what our brains sometimes do is say, no, that's not good enough. Let's do the Biggest Loser thing. Let's drag a log up a hill and do all these crazy things. And if you're like me, and I've gone through so much, you know, pain and anguish of exercising, when it's time to get up and exercise again, my brain is going to think of everything in the world not to do that. Everything. It's going to think, you know, let's not do it right now, because really it'd probably be best for me to plan some more things. I may have got some upcoming things at work. So I'll sit down and write another list out rather than actually doing it. But so try that. Try it. Maybe you may be a gutsy person. You might be able to say, I'll walk out 10 minutes and then come around and turn back. That's 20 minutes a day. That's if you did that 6 days a week, that ends up to about 96 hours a year of you walking, just that little bit of a walk. And again, by the way, the walking side note here should be you walking comfortably. You don't have to be sprinting. You don't have to do, matter of fact, it's the kind of walking where you should be able to easily carry on a conversation with somebody. Now, there are times that you're going to have the spurts of energy where you actually want to get out and do some sprints for not, you know, but just please, please don't get your goals to where you think you've got to do that, because otherwise you're going to quit. You're definitely going to quit for most folks. Now, I know that there are people who go out and do with CrossFit. They're probably screaming if they're on top of their lungs right now. I think CrossFit is great if you like doing it. If you like doing it, it's great. But most folks, it's not going to be the thing to do. And a matter of fact, the man who put together the CrossFit program, the CrossFit principles, he recently came out and said, I want to recommend some folks back off a bit because there are more and more injuries I'm seeing in my office, and there are offices all across the United States, where people are pushing themselves to the point to where they're tearing tissues, they're having injuries that they shouldn't necessarily have to have. So we're going to talk about a checklist. We're getting ready to our first break. But I want you to play with me this morning. I want you to play with me because we're going to put together a checklist that's vitally important, and we'll talk about the components of why it's important, and then we're going to put together a schedule, and then I've got a little special announcement I want to make, and that I'd like to make a vow to you about something, and I would love your support. And that's been things so fabulous about, like I say, the KRMG family, because it's nice that people sometimes they'll come to the office and I'll think, hey, you don't have an appointment today. And they'll say that. I know I don't. I just want to come by and say hi and to, wish you well. Some people will just give me a hug and say a quick prayer for me. And it's awesome. It's awesome to be able to work with a group of caring people like that. And I just want to thank each one of you. Ms. Garrison, I mean, there's so many people I could thank. I don't want to start saying names because I know I'll forget various folks out there that mean so much to me. But let's do something. Let's go ahead and take our first break. And I want you to make a list. One of the things I want you to put in your list today is to walk 5 minutes. Or maybe even gutsier and say 10 minutes. Because it's 10 minutes out and 10 minutes back. Or 5 minutes out and 5 minutes back. But just to start that. Just to start that. And so I've got a lot more I want to share with you. And like I say, it is now 9:16 and you're listening to AM 740, FM 102.3, News Talk KRMG. Hey, welcome back to the program. And it's a beautiful weekend, just gorgeous out there. I don't know if you've got a chance to get out and play around in it, but my daughter Holly Booz came in from Los Angeles, so it's getting to have a chance to celebrate my birthday and my son-in-law's birthday, Dr. Matt Griswold. By the way, if you're in the area of Cherry Street and Peoria, and you're looking for a great chiropractor, he is definitely one of the folks I would recommend. But let's go. So we're talking about, just to kind of recap here, if you're like me, you may like checklists, but let's look at the kind of checklists we really need to put our attention to. One is not just, what you're going to buy at the grocery store or that bikini you're going to buy or whatever clothes you're going to buy for a vacation, but a checklist about your life, a checklist about how to support you being the best you can be. And I'm going to give you five little things to put on your checklist. And then we're going to superpower that because, a checklist is like a 1.0, but a checklist hooked up to a schedule is a 10.0. So we want to make sure that we're able to do the stuff that we want to do and not just have it be another list of goals. And we talked about the importance. Number one, exercise. And it can be so simple. And if you're somebody who loves to get out there and exercise, you love to actually get out there and hurt, then hey, more power to you. Most folks aren't that way. Matter of fact, if you look at most Americans, we're definitely not. We can't be accused of exercising too much. And I've got three sections in my closet of clothes, and I want to get down to the smaller section again because it's slowly gotten my different things, different projects have taken my attention away from doing the things I need to do to support me and those projects too. But the importance of exercise is one word, really, sarcopenia, and it's the degenerative loss of skeletal muscle. It's that, and some people say it's anywhere from 0.5% to 1% loss per year. Some say 2% a year. And it's once you reach the age of around 50, somewhere in there, 40 to 50, but it doesn't just rob you of your strength. If you think about it, the only thing that burns calories in your body, only thing that burns calories are muscles. That's the only thing. So the less muscle you have, the less, I should say, the calorie burning factors you have in your body. So now you're stacking up these calories, which turn into fat eventually, and you're getting bigger and bigger. And so it's time to keep that in mind, that that exercise is such a key component. And the two I want to recommend are two things. One is, I want you to put in that list, just for now, to walk out 5 minutes from your home every day and then turn around and come back. That's 10 minutes. Do that 6 days a week. That's an hour a week that you're walking. We talked about this again, to extrapolate, that's 48 hours a year that you're out walking, which that's more than a solid month of you out there moving your legs just by doing that. But most people, they get excited. They want to go out and buy, you know, a bunch of new gym clothes. They join a gym and they're there solid for a good week or two. And then it's all over with, unfortunately. So consider just that, making it that simple. Walk 5 minutes out, turn around, come back. That's 10 minutes. And if you're somebody who says, no, I think I can do 10 minutes out and 10 minutes back. Okay, that's great. But find that happy medium for yourself. But that's the key. It's got to be a happy medium, because your brain, which actually leads us to our next part of the checklist. So exercise is one. And, oh, by the way, I'm going to add to that, just using some light weights. Light weights are so important as far as getting your muscle tone back. And when you do exercise with weights, it does actually, sounds like it's kind of a dichotomy here, because what that actually does is it tears down muscle tissue when you lift weights. So you're thinking, wait a second, we're wanting to build muscle tissue. Now he's talking about taking these weights and lifting them, and that's tearing down muscle tissue. But the body then sees that that process of you tearing down muscle tissue, and it then begins to rebuild those muscles, and does so, it makes them even larger and more stronger than they were before. So that's so key. And just, again, experiment with yourself. I'm going to have, like I say, Travis Nimhardt on our program in the next couple of weeks, and we're going to discuss ways to where you can fine-tune yourself. And one of the ways I'm going to recommend is, you come into our office, and we're getting ready to offer a very, very special offer, and that's for you to come in and get a wellness exam. And the wellness exam encompasses your body strength, your body balance, your body ability, because, you know, body balance is so important right now. People are unfortunately falling, and if they break a hip or something, wow, it sometimes changes your life so much that it advances your mortality decline quickly. So we got walking, we got lifting light weights, but doing these things to where your brain is not trying to find reasons to quit doing it, because it's not so painful. And that leads me to my next part of your checklist. So number one is going to be exercise. We all know that's good. Number two is what used to be called PMA. I've been practicing 38 years now, and this was referred to as PMA. And does anybody know what PMA stands for? Show of hands out there, PMA. It used to stand for positive mental attitude. And there were some great people who taught positive mental attitude, and they showed the correlation between people who had positive mental attitude and how they responded to various types of therapies, that they actually responded much better if they had a positive mental attitude. But now we see it as just that mind-body connection, that mind-body connection. Back when the PMA was the big thing, people would get up in the morning, they'd read a list of affirmations, and that's great. But when it gets a little deeper, when you develop a deeper body-mind connection, there are different techniques, and one of those is meditation. And I'm going to be absent next Sunday. I'm getting ready to go to a actual meditation retreat in Denver. Can't wait to do that. And I may interview some people there. I may see if I can possibly do the show live from there. But so again, that's key, that positive mental attitude, meaning really your mind body connection. And there's different books I'm going to recommend that you look into. But I'm strongly going to recommend that you look into something called TM.org. So you're going to go online. I'm going to do this while I've got you here, just to be sure I'm not telling you the wrong place. just real quick here, you put in just four little, let's see, tm.org. And sure enough, it pops up. Yep, it's the website for Transcendental Meditation. And I know that and if you turn it on, if you go to tm.org, you'll see various different doctors who talk about the benefits. We talked about this a couple of Sundays ago, and I wished it were put together by somebody who was named Ted from Springfield. And then if that would be, it would be different, because sometimes in Oklahoma, we're thinking about if it's put together by somebody named Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, then that's got to be a some kind of a new religion that you got to put a, you know, a dot on your forehead and change your way of life. Well, you don't have to. So listen, let's go to our break. So far we've got exercise to fight that sarcopenia. We've got that mind-body connection. Look into tm.org, and right now it's right at 9:30, and in about just a few seconds here. So come back, and we've got three more things to put on that list, and I want to have you supercharge it. But thanks for listening. I'm Dr. Howard Booth from Booth Chiropractic Spine Tulsa. We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back. I'm Dr. Howard Booth, and time just flies by on these programs. Time flies by, and I was this morning coming to the studio, and I was had a different program in my head, but then I started realizing the importance of what keeps us doing what we need to be doing. And we all have checklists, a bunch of us do. And I want to encourage you to superpower that checklist as you hook it up to a schedule. And your phone's got that. You know, your phone's got that. You've got places for notes, then you can places to where you attach a different time of day you're going to actually do it, rather than just see if, you know, if you get a chance to get it done. And so we've talked about one, what is so important is exercise. So key. And I recommended the simple thing about you just walking 10 minutes a day, literally 10 minutes a day, walk out 5 minutes, come back. And that's 10 minutes a day. That's an hour a week. That's, again, we keep extrapolating, it's 4 hours a month. And that's 48 hours a year you out there walking. And then we talked about the importance of just using light weights, lifting light weights. Shouldn't have to be really, really heavy weights, just light weights to where you're doing more repetition. And from time to time, it's good to up the weights and just do less repetition. But less, that's later on in the ball game if you're just getting started. And we say, why do this? Because, well, there's that condition called sarcopenia. And if you're listening to this program, you're over the age of 40, that means that your body is losing about 1% to 2% of muscle mass per year. And by the way, one of those types of muscles is your heart. Your heart is a muscle. And so it does also affect the heart. And, you know, it's also been associated with frailty syndromes, just being frail, and malaise, which just means you don't want to get out of bed sometime. And it's been interesting. The word comes from the Greek sarcopenia. Sarc means flesh and penia means poverty. It's like you're having poverty of your flesh, and you should say your muscle, but that's how they word that. And then tied to that is what we talked about was in the old days would be positive mental attitude, and used to love reading those books. Robert Schuller, I got to meet Robert Schuller years ago. I was actually in Las Vegas, funny place to meet Reverend Robert Schuller, and I was waiting for class to start. It was a seminar, and I got in there, and it was a big meeting hall, and it was just it was just me and him. And it was one of the nicest conversations. And, you know, sometimes you'll find people who are really big in stature and popularity, and they can kind of like just scoff you off. They just kind of blow you away. He sat down and looked at me like I was the only person in the world. And this was back when I was probably 28 or so, 29. And he meant a lot to me. He really did. He helped to, you know, had those sayings, you know, that inch by inch, anything's a cinch, and all those different types of attitude changers. And that is so key because, you know, they say you become what you think about. And if you're always thinking about the negativity stuff, you're going to get more negativity. But if you're thinking about the possibilities of what could happen, you're going to see more of those possibilities happen to where your life improves and you get to have that life that you want. And again, we don't call it PMA anymore. It's more of a mind-body connection. And I want to say again, look into TM.org, and I'll tell you more about that. I'm going to go refresh myself. I've been doing TM since I was about 17 years old. When I registered this seminar, they actually needed to find out when you got started, and they found the papers. It was June 23rd when I was 17 years old. So it's going to be kind of fun to refresh myself with their retreat. And so, okay, one, we've covered exercise. Two, on your checklist, we've covered positive mental attitude, mindfulness, taking time to meditate. And they say that meditation, people say, well, I can't meditate. And I always say, well, can you worry? And I'll say, pardon me? I say, well, can you worry? And I'll say, yeah. I say, well, then you can meditate. It's just the way you shift your thoughts, shift your focus. And number three on this list we're going through is nutrition. It's just eating the right foods. You know, and we could literally talk for days about nutrition. There are so many different diets out there, which all, by the way, are pretty much the same thing. You know, you'll hear about the ketosis diet, the ketone, really, which is basically Atkins diet. You'll find out about portion control things and food associations, which was basically Weight Watchers. There's so many different things that just keep coming around, but they'll put a different name on it, but they work. You find one that fits your particular body style, your metabolism, and you'd go with it. And it takes some thought, takes some time, but anything that's worthwhile does just that, takes some thought and takes some time, and it's worthy of being on your checklist. Then we're going to hook it up to your schedule so you can take time out, like on Sundays, to go shopping for the food that you need for the week. And there is something that leads to number four, because people always say, you are what you eat. You are what you eat. Junk in, junk out. But I can't totally agree with that, because you are what you eat, but it's only of what your body can utilize of what you eat. In other words, you can have the greatest diet in the world, eat the right supplements, and do all the right stuff. But if your stomach is not working properly, if your gut's not working properly, if it's compromised, you're just going to have expensive urine, basically, because it's just going to go straight through your system, and you're not going to be able to utilize what your body needs. So it's not just you are what you eat, but you are what your body can utilize from what you eat. And so how can you improve things like your gut, your stomach's function? One leads to this next one. So we've got one, exercise; two, positive mental attitude or mind-body connection; three is good nutrition. And by the way, real quick, this is the best nutrition course you could have within 15 seconds. Eat lean meats and fruits and vegetables, period. Done right there. Eat lean meats and fruit and vegetables, just like your grandmother used to say. Except mine used to cook everything in oil and chicken fried steaks, all that kind of stuff, which we've now learned we should lighten up on that stuff. But just good lean meats, fruits and vegetables. If you're trying to lose weight, then back off on the fruits, or at least have the fruits in the morning so your body's got a chance to burn those off during the day. And next, we're leaving the nutrition part, is something called SNS. Now, I asked you earlier if anybody knew what a PMA was, and I probably didn't see too many hands go up. It's hard to on the radio. But SNS stands for sound nervous system. And a sound nervous system is so key. Hippocrates, the father of medicine, said, look well to the spine for the cause of disease. Look well to the spine for the cause of disease, because let's say you have something in your spine. Let's say T6. That's the sixth thoracic vertebra. And for some reason, rather than protecting that spinal cord and protecting the nerve roots that go out on each side to go out to the stomach so it can transmit that needed energy and intelligence from the brain down the spinal cord out to those stomach cells, let's say you've had some kind of injury to where now that segment of your spine has been twisted out of alignment. It's been somehow misaligned due to thousands of things, carrying backpacks when you're younger, maybe a car wreck, or just so many things. We could all day talk about what would cause a misalignment in your spine there. We call that, by the way, a subluxation. And subluxation just means a bone out of place, choking a nerve, or a bone out of its function. It's not moving like it should. And so then you begin to have indigestion. You begin to have ulcers because that stomach can't properly control your body's chemistry to secrete the foods, secrete the enzymes the food need in order to break that down. So number four, SNS, sound nervous system. So how do you do that? How do you make sure you've got that? Well, guess what? That's where my profession comes in. And when we look at your spine, we'll sit down and look at your spine and determine if there are areas of your spine that are robbing your body of the right nerve supply. Because that nerve supply, again, controls every single cell and tissue in your body, every single cell and tissue in your body. And so if there's an interference there, then if your stomach can't work right, which means you can't work right. So that's what every person on the planet needs to have a good doctor of chiropractic on their healthcare team. And I've said this so many times that if you don't have a sound or a good chiropractic on your healthcare team, you haven't just missed the boat. You're not even on the dock. You really need that so badly. And so we've got the last thing, and that's here it is, 9:45. So let's do something. Let's go ahead and take our last break before we dive into to the number five, just like the David Letterman countdown here. But number five, so please stay tuned. I'm Dr. Howard Booz from Booz Chiropractic Spine Tulsa. By the way, too, to go to our website at drbooz.com, that's all one word, D-R-B like Brown, O-O-S.com, or better yet, visit us on Facebook at Living Well with Dr. Booz. And so again, we'll be back in just about 1 or 2 minutes, so I look forward to sharing this last bit of news for you that you're going to really like. We'll see you in just a few seconds. Welcome back. I'm Dr. Howard Booz. And man, we've just got just a few minutes left. Earlier I was talking about, again, let's recap this checklist. One, you want to get out there and exercise to avoid that sarcopenia, you losing your muscle mass once you reach the age of about 40. And every, you know, think about it, 2% of muscle loss per year. And remembering that the only thing that eats calories in your body are muscles means you can eat less food than you've been eating, but yet gain weight. And so that's so key. And people have often said, Doc, I'm just really too old to exercise, which I say, you are too old not to exercise. You've got to get out there and gently pound the pavement. Again, do something to where it's easy going for you. Just a simple 10-minute walk a day. Just that. Some people who are again, with different fields of exercise are screaming, saying, no, you've got to hurt yourself. That's not true. It's not true at all. And two is that with that is talked about the need for which science has shown us that health, of course, is important because of different components. One, exercise. Two is how you think. It's a positive mental attitude. It's how you think. And it's that mind-body connection. And I alluded to earlier some of the books I'd read. And I remember, you know, somebody told me years ago that if you can't read – that's a tough thing, you know. It's a tough to be illiterate because it robs you of so many different thoughts and experiences that you couldn't get otherwise. But if you can read, but you don't, it's the same thing. So, again, if you can read, but you don't, it's just the same as being illiterate. So I really encourage you to take advantage of changing what your mind thinks about because, again, what you think about comes about. And alluded to earlier that I was – during a break, I was thinking I got to meet the great Robert Schuller, and just he was such an inspiring man to me. And also I got to meet and spend time with Oral Roberts. I went to Oral Roberts and did sit down talks with him. And one day I was lucky enough, my daughter and I were getting out in Las Vegas. You think we live out there. But we were on an elevator, and I looked to my right, and there stood this 6'2" guy, and it was Wayne Dyer. And he was one of the big inspirations I had when I was going to college. And he was one of the nicest guys, and he allowed me to get my picture taken with him. And dadgum, I can't find that. I'm pretty sure that Wayne moved on to the next level, is no longer with us. But so anyway, that's just that. Exercise, reading for your mind to get that positive mental attitude. Three is to to proper nutrition. Again, proper nutrition should be as easy as eating lean proteins and eating, you know, and also seasoning those with good anti-inflammatories. There's so many different anti-inflammatories that will help enrich your body's gut so you can digest foods better. But then we decided also too that it's not you are what you eat, but it's you are what your body can utilize from what you eat. And what controls that is your nerve system. So if you have some type of an interference in your spine, it's going to rob your body of being able to get those good nutrients. And so that's the number four in your checklist would be to make sure you've got a good chiropractic doctor on your family healthcare list and utilize them. Get out there and utilize them often. And which leads to the next thing, which is something that I've been guilty of, and which is rest. Rest is so, so vital. And sometimes you get so busy in life that your body almost forgets how to sleep. It almost just can't turn off. And it's like when you've ever had bad gas in your car and it just won't turn off. It's so key. And so and chiropractic care helps with that. But also, too, I used to think that I wanted to be noble and I wouldn't take vacations. I haven't had a vacation for 3 years now. And that's one of the things that my family and friends have now come to me and said, look, you've got to not do that because it's your body's got to have time to rest. It has to have time to rest and not just overnight. You know, everybody would know that you can't be up 24 hours a day and do well. Well, your body can't continue to work week after work and do well. It's just like you need to sharpen the axe. And you're going to do a lot better work after you've rested and sharpened that axe. So I vow right now to you all that I'm going to be taking vacations on a regular basis. And I'm going to put that to my list. And also, I promise by next week, I'll be in Denver for a while because I'm going to go to this it's a mini retreat, it's a mini vacation. And it's just a time where you go and brush up on your meditation. And it's like I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. And because, like I say, many of you have seen that I missed work a few days because I have let things kind of get to my body, and it just now come full force to my face to say, look, you can't just preach; you got to practice what you preach. And I'll be the first one to tell you, I have not done that. So I appreciate each one of you listening. And we got about 45 seconds left, and so I want to please encourage you to go to our Facebook page, which is Living Well with Dr. Booz. Again, Living Well with Dr. Booz, or just go to online to drkrmg.com, and hey, appreciate you folks, love you folks, and I will see you here next Sunday here in Living Well here on KRMG. Take care.
Thank you for listening to Living Well Live with Dr. Howard Booz of Booz Chiropractic Spine Center. For a complimentary consultation, call 918-749-2992 and online at spinetulsa.com. Please listen again next Sunday morning at 9 on News 102.3 KRMG.